We're back into our
we're trying lives. To decide a podcast's name.
yeah, so today we have one camera, two camera, we have our audio all working. It's beautiful. Lily has everything set up on her laptop now. Hooray! As well. So
high five.
Bam.
You're doing awesome.
Yeah.
I feel so professional after the first intro of our podcast. Thank you for creating the opportunity for us.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been 24 hours maybe? Not even.
And we are back. Like, this is loving what you do.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Oh, people just woke up. I saw the eyes.
Yeah,
there was somebody passing by.
We're in a study space today because we're trying to get our perfect, like, not perfect, but we're trying to get our environment feeling good for us. There's this one room, that room that you booked with, like, the egg chairs and the really nice window.
I just love that room. I told you my favorite room was the after the stairs on the left side. This little box, because this one giant window, just looking at the trees outside with the brick of the school. I just love it because of the vibe. But the other side, holy, the room is cute, you know, cute itself, colorful. It's like little pier shaped.
Yeah, because I remember you came in this morning and we were talking about how, like, this room is so different compared to yesterday because it just felt lighter.
Trying. Fanshawe, thank you for the opportunity.
Fanshawe. Yeah, thanks, Fanshawe, for all of this equipment as well. The equipment, the space, the...
Thank you so much. I cannot be more grateful for the opportunities here.
Yeah.
I love my school. I'm happy to be here in London, Ontario. I don't know when it will change because it may change. I love living in different cities.
Okay.
I just loved here. Thank you, Fanshawe.
Yeah. Did you want to start with the credentials and kind of start from
please.
There? Let's talk so you guys get to know a little bit more about us before we chat your ears off for the next little bit. Yeah, let's talk about it.
Loving you, Bri.
Let's talk about it.
So I'm a graduate of Istanbul University. I've always studied language. And also here, too, one of my credentials here is teaching language.
That's super crazy. Every time you mention that, that's so wild.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Because for years I'm studying. I'm sure people who studied years the same topic will understand me. I feel like, boring. Because I did same. And I taught English. And then my second credential at Fanshawe, which I love, advanced communication.
Whoa.
I just love that program. I was pregnant at the same time. I was working for the Y at the same time. I had a class that I teach every day.
What the heck?
And I was coming to school, right? So I got whatever I can get. So... it wasn't really, I couldn't stay for 6 hours on a table to study, time-wise. I wanted to, but still, I learned a lot.
Okay.
I can say that.
I can definitely see, you talking about that. It definitely, shows in, even your work with your business, which we'll talk about. But, because you have a family at home, and you're also working on your business, and just all these other side quests, we like to call it. But, yeah, there's just a lot going on, so I'm excited to talk about all that.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to talk about them because I didn't have the time for 3 years. It's been just 3 years I've been in London, Ontario. I already feel like a Londoner.
Wow. 3 years? That doesn't seem too long at all. That's so cool. But also, there's because I grew up here in London, right? So there's lots of times when we're, the two of us are talking, there is... a language difference.
That is, yeah.
And then I learn a lot from that too, so.
That's amazing. I'm proud of you because you're always open to improvement, right? This is one of the best qualities to have. You have to be open to grow.
Your roots.
Grow your roots wherever you are.
Yes.
You don't have to be a tree, right, with the roots. Wherever studio, room, just follow your passion. I am finding my passion in, I'm not going to say because we want to ask the audience. Yeah.
Yeah, also, I guess the credential part. Well, my background is in radio broadcasting and film. I love technology so much.
To me, amazing. It's beyond the clouds, I swear. Broadcasting, radio, media. I wasn't be a part of it. I always saw it from outside. So those students, they are cool. They are smart.
Bravo. I honestly think if you didn't bring up the conversation about like the podcast or like trying different things, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't be here at this moment because I've pushed this side, like this just skill set and passions, like just to the side over time. So like bringing it all back, it's like really cool to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the opportunities are endless for us.
It is. Exciting. And the thing, I can see the thing you're doing, you just love it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you had to push it for a while. And I'm sorry for myself that I didn't find this passion for a while.
Right? I will tell you though, the reason why it was pushed also is because when I came to Fanshawe for radio broadcasting, and during that time there was like an Ontario provincial strike. So I was off school for maybe 3 to 4 months. And then for me personally, it was going to be hard to get back into my program and like do as best as I can. So I dropped out. But yeah, that was, I just took it as kind of fun on the side type of thing after that. And that was it.
That sounds so amazing. I pushed it because I studied a long time language. So I didn't feel like starting again because I didn't know what the passion is. So right before coming to Canada, I didn't want to apply to other programs because I thought they were impossible to get in because I didn't have the credentials regarding those programs. This is only a limiting thought, by the way. Limiting thought of mine. Never tried, right? Why?
Yeah.
Just the same teaching English. I mean, I love it because it's a good one to have here too, right?
Where do you even begin to teach a language? Like where do you even start with that?
Like for a first day of class
or like someone who's like really trying to like, yeah, like what does the first day look like?
So great question. This reminded me, first graders, elementary school.
First graders, okay.
Yes. I started my career teaching to 6-year-olds in elementary school. They are Turks. I'm a Turk. But I speak English in school. They don't know that I speak Turkish because they are 6-year-old. Okay?
<Yeah.
laughs> They are in front of me speaking Turkish, asking each other how to explain something to me because I don't understand them.
Huh.
So they are trying to express themselves with the English words they learn.
Okay.
That's it. When you have to use someone else's language with the little knowledge that you learned before, mm-hmm. you are forced to speak. So that's how it's being created in your mind.
Interesting.
So interesting. But that's a beautiful process.
Huh.
You understand other, you know,
I'm thinking from like my perspective because like I've just never had to think in terms of like learning a different language. Like I just grew up just kind of like with books and everything. I never kind of clicked to me until obviously like I grew up that there was just all these different languages and types of ways to communicate. I think it's beautiful. Yesterday we were talking about this too. You were doing like I think a video and you were speaking Turkish, and I think that was the first time I heard you, like
you even talked, you know.
Yeah.
I heard the video afterwards. I was
so like, for example, would my name be different in Turkish?
No, names are the same.
Okay. So
like brands are the same, right?
Because your name, translation. Do you mind if we share your Turkish name?
Of course. I thought I said it.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the intro episode.
Oh, yeah. See.
I'm Lily Amor, which Lily that I adopted.
Yeah.
3 years ago, as soon as I came here, I needed that upgrade in my life. I had a hard time. Mm-hmm. What is it? I'm saying my name. but it is so hard to be pronounced by people, no matter where they are from. So it doesn't sound like my name. So I'm not happy with this situation. Mm-hmm. They are having a hard time learning it because it's so new. And even the best friends, like my best friends,
yeah,
didn't remember it. Like, how sad, okay. Right? Mm-hmm. And then, so I've been started calling as Lily because there was that Emily in Paris
Netflix really?
Show. And the Lily Collins had the bangs. So my friend said that, oh, you look like, because I did use bangs for a long time. And it was my character.
Cool.
And then they started talking among themselves. They started Lily.
Yeah.
And then one day Alina asked me, does that bother you? Please tell me. I said, no, actually, you know what? I'm going to try introducing myself at the restaurants like this. I don't want to repeat myself 15 times. Like, you don't have to pronounce my name. Okay, that's just don't tell me. My name. Like, I am like, really, I had a hard time. So this is how it started. And I'm Lily Almer.
Yeah, because I, wow. Let's go. A little bit of a round of applause.
Because
I met you as Lily. And even some of our, like our close friends, right? We were just figuring out that you have your Turkish name as
so
well.
Cute. So cute. I love discovering side of my friends. Like, yes, there's. But I started, saying Lily Almer so that I figured because weeks, right? For weeks, I'm saying Yağmur. Yağmur. Yağmur.
Yeah.
And then I notice people saying my name correct, finally.
Okay.
This is so good. Like, I am Lily. Like, I feel like I've been Lily all the time. This is another story because I didn't choose it. Somebody gave it to me.
Yeah.
What I needed was this. So when I ask for something, for, like, the universe just, you know, gives whatever I need, I feel like, throughout my life. So I needed it. Cute, my name, like, that reflects me and easy to pronounce, easy to remember, you know. Lily came in and it's my soul. There's a Lily tattoo.
Really?
I swear, from almost 15 years ago.
The tattoo before you had the name?
I got it long ago, I feel.
That's
like
crazy.
Like 20 years ago when I did first off, I opened Facebook, I put L period Yağmur to my in front of my name, I remember. And there is no name. I just wanted to be different and I use L.
That is crazy.
What is it? I mean, okay, I take it. Yeah. When I see these signs, just I take it because it's something to help you, right? You shouldn't have to care what other people think.
It's so good to hear because that was like so many years ago. Too, it's like some people think if it doesn't happen like kind of right away or like soon that maybe it won't, but there's still time for it to come back in the universe.
Every time, I agree. Whatever you need, you know. I need a water.
I don't know, really. Right now I'm in a very big business mode after these last few weeks in LEAP. It's been very, like, moving forward, I guess, because now we're actually kind of, I'm putting products out, and, like, the website's, like, up, a few things are kind of going on, it feels very all together, not so, what is it, sporadic? Would you call it sporadic? Like, kind of everywhere?
Oh, I don't know that one.
I might not even be a word. I use really, that's something, actually, I'll like tell spirit. You, I use very big words that I personally don't know the meaning of. I just,
but it's okay, we have the same situation examples. In Turkish too, because you hear it in the context, right? From your parents, from your environment, so you use it, you know what that means, actually, like, well, what, like, it reminds you, right?
An example is like bombacious. Like, I'd be like, oh, that ice cream was bombacious.
You know what, it's like they're synonyms, right?
Yeah,
they are the as extravagant as the word is. So the words we don't use, it's like amazing, we use it, right? Amazing. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, it means like more than, you know.
Okay,
like,
yeah,
super good. But extra, like, the meaning of it will be the same. Big bomby, you know.
So
it's okay to not
know. When you were doing like back to the English, right? Yes. So would you rather like just than teaching like language and like words, did you go into like synonym
and like verbs and synonyms is needed when you are advanced. Not advanced actually, because we always studied for tests.
Okay.
So it's little bit like synonym. What are the antonyms? But we start teaching speaking. So it's like in the context they learn. It's like you're learning English from starting like 1.5 year old. You start with the little words, right? So they learn it like that.
Okay.
Interesting. Like it's fast too, right?
Yeah. I like talking about that English part as well, because I think what I'm trying to do is kind of get into teaching kids, not necessarily language, but kind of like the art and creative side. So like getting into teaching and like being in that kind of area I want to move forward in, for sure. Why are you laughing?
Oh my God, I need a break.
Why are you laughing?
Oh my goodness, teaching, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I wasn't so interested in teaching that. Now I'm thinking it. You made me think. Last. Oh, I invited somebody.
You did?
I forgot to text you. In my mind, I'm texting you.
Okay.
And later I forget.
I'll show you the TikTok after, but
guess who?
Yeah. Are we gonna? You know. We're not gonna share it, are we? It's gonna be.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. We can decide later if it's so funny.
True. Yeah.
Oh, are we gonna share? Yeah, we are gonna share. Of course. Right.
Yeah.
Why not? You can include it later if you want. Okay. Guess what first?
Who's first?
Should I say like he or she?
Yeah. Give us a little something.
Okay. He. You know him.
Okay. Do you want me to guess?
Yes.
Is it one of our podcast friends? Either of those two?
Rent?
Like T or Nicholas?
Yeah.
Which one? Is it both of them?
Oh, no. I asked Nico.
Cool.
Should we invite 22? Oh.
He's coming to join us on the pod?
20, huh?
He's coming to join us on the pod?
He is going to join us in the pod.
Amazing.
I'm so excited.
Okay.
I think, though, I will be first. He needs to get well. Oh, Nico, get well soon.
Yeah, we're thinking
Nico
about you.
Nico from Electron Motors.
Yes, give a shout out.
Oh, my goodness, the first guest.
He is so professional and just so, he's such so an open person as well.
So cute and so serious. How do you?
Like, he gets work done. He always looks very spiffy, too. I got to give him a shout out for his style. He's always looking very business savvy.
So stylish. He recently moved to Montreal.
Oh, really?
And he's a Montreal guy. Like, I love Tony's style. I love Nico's style.
Yeah.
What are you doing, guys? You know, sometimes I see reels. When he picks you every day, the caption is this. And the video changes from Monday to, you know, Friday.
Like
a guy. Yeah, yes. A different style. I told them, like, this is you guys every day. How you are so, you know, thoughtful about your accessories. Yeah. Your style is awesome.
Shout out. Bravo. I think to them. I remember Nick. I think I remember the high socks. I love that style so much. Like, they like athletic.
Oh, I'm style, so into in sweaters and glasses as accessories. So
yeah,
they attract
Nick,
me
there
to
was
talk.
There was this one day he was wearing like a vest that had like pockets.
Oh, you just love it. Tony's, right?
No, it was Nick's.
Oh, the long sleeve one?
No, it was like a...
I love, like, Nico and Tony, we are following your, you know, closet.
Yeah, we are getting into the closet.
We know.
Yeah, it was like a vest with like pockets. Kind of,
Just love it.
It was awesome.
I know.
He's going to know what
I'm
talking about.
I know that vest. Yeah. I swear I don't. Yeah, it
and
is so good.
Tony is... He's
Tony's
got his
plus hair too, right? Hair
styles,
plus hair
hats,
accessories.
His
so
bling.
Holy, you should have seen these two. We should share them on our Instagram. And
y'all
TikTok.
Guys gotta see these guys in person.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
So that's exciting, though. We'll have we'll have Nick on our third episode of the podcast. And yeah, our plan is, guys, so in the tech department, Lily and Nick will be having their conversation. And
I will be taking care of... I am there. This is such an honor.
Yeah.
I just love them so much. Thank you guys for inviting me to your first podcast. We are going to crush it. I just love talking with them. They are so helpful guys, you know, in our Leap-In program. What a gossip.
Very good gossip. Good perspectives on things. And you can just get deep into the conversation and just...
You can ask anything, you know, like if they know, they'll help.
Yeah, and actually, Tony was, we were in graphic design together, our program. Somehow we got split up, though.
I didn't know that. Did I know that?
Did you?
I don't know.
Oh, so yeah, me and Tony actually met before this program a couple years ago, I think. And we've been talking for a few years over, like, Instagram. And I think something happened where one of our courses, like, something with that. So we weren't in the same, like, class anymore. So I was, like, a year ahead kind of thing. Something like that. But anyways, we were in the same course, so we talked, we were doing the same project, same teachers. I met him in person one day, and I was like, oh, wow, like, that's Tony. And then the seeing the style and outfit, I was like, yes, yes. And then I put on my Snapchat that I got into the LEAP program, and then he messaged me back and said, no way.
No way.
And then now me and Tony are closer than ever, so that's super cool.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I'm just loving this.
Universe.
Universe and this LEAP-In program. Yeah. Thank you for the creators of the program. Thank you for everybody who wants to help entrepreneurs. Yeah. I was shocked to learn that when they surveyed Fanshawe, who has this entrepreneurship, entrepreneurial soul, you know, who wants it? Just 1%. I thought throughout my life I wanted to make my own business, right? Do my business. But I thought everybody wants it. It wasn't the case.
No.
Oh, interesting. I thought everybody is so unhappy while working for somebody because I feel this way, right?
Yeah.
I feel everybody is unhappy. Everybody one day, you know, wants to create their own business. It wasn't the case. We are only 1%. And thank you, Fanshawe. Thank you, LEAP-In, for finding this 1% and giving this training. So precious.
1% is wild also.
So wild.
Did you the other day when we went to visit Tech Alliance here in London? Awesome day with everyone there. The team was amazing. But that was kind of the first day I was also like, okay, there is like this kind of area or space for entrepreneurs that like some people just can't understand. Like they just can't understand that mindset.
Because it's work. Work for free. Creating your business, yeah. I can tell as a person. Right? So yeah, it's not like that. You are stepping into a work job, starting the same hour, you're getting paid, right?
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah, you're working while getting paid. The same second, minute, it's working. Like
Maybe that's why we're crazy, because I never thought of it like that. I just...
Right? Me too.
I'm just working on my future, I guess.
Yes, right, the create thing. And when you love it, there is nothing else matter, because this was my problem. I don't like what I'm doing. I'm sorry. I just don't want to be here. Why are we here? How could you pass your life?
What thinking? Was like other than like the teaching and everything? Did you have any? Oh, the why also YMCA? Did you say for job wise?
Oh, in Canada, yeah.
Yeah.
Teaching English to adults, so it changed from children and from middle schoolers to adults here.
Have you ever worked at like a fast food restaurant?
Never. And by the way, it must be something about universe. Probably it's not for me because I applied a lot. Because I love McDonald's, I am thinking that working for McDonald's is like, this is so childish. I don't even see it as a job while applying, right?
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about cleaning the floors.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about this McDonald's brand, burgers and French fries. It's not the case. So I've never, even here, Starbucks, McDonald's, never fast food restaurants. It's so interesting. I always wanted to know how that feels, though.
I ask because I think, like, going back to, like, not liking what you do for work, I worked at, like, Tim Hortons for maybe a couple
years. Amazing. I would love... that experience probably.
Yeah. And that was, oh goodness.
Technical problems that happen. Are you too close to your laptop? I am sticky on the chair. How dare I? Where's my coffee? Did you see my coffee? What did I do with it? Podcast no two. And we should take a picture today, okay?
Yes, please.
Crazy. I'm like,
Are you still good?
We need some pictures for Instagram.
We
are still good.
Yes, please.
Oh, I'm good.
I was gonna say about the Timmy's. Tim Hortons for 3 years, Pizza Hut for two or three years. And then like factory work. And during that time, literally my mental health went wild. Like I had to take 2 years off work completely because like I just going in for the day to day and kind of doing the repetitive jobs.
Did you want to work this often? Times?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I think the factory one was the one that guys pushed me over the freaking edge.
Did you work for factory?
Yeah. Dr. Oker. The pizza company. It's like a yellow building. So yeah, that was like being like on, what do I want to call it?
Is it the same thing over and over again? What you do?
Yes, just like freaking look. Sorry, I don't mean to swear. I'm gonna start over there.
Okay.
So at the factory, I would stand there and I would stare at these pizza dough balls. Mm-hmm. And if one was smaller or two were stuck together, I'd take that dough ball off. I would do that for up to freaking 8 hours.
It's cute.
Eight hours.
Like somebody should do it. I love every worker. I hope they are happy.
I hope they're happy.
I hope. Like, as a person, it's so important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the mental health. Like, never. That's one thing I'll get out of this little story here. Take care of your mental health when you're working because it's not worth it. And, yeah, it's just very
important. It's everything. Yeah. Losing it, not worth anything. It's health.
Yeah.
Don't, you know.
Health and wellness.
Underestimate it. Always remember.
Health and wellness.
Nice to know you work there, Timmy's. And yeah, I mean, I worked at a fashion store.
Okay.
I mean,
where?
Commercial store, right? Like Lululemon.
Yeah.
How many days? Guess.
Like I'm at not saying Lululemon. At Lululemon or?
Yeah, like somewhere like Lululemon in Turkey.
How long did you?
Was it after high school? Yeah, I was studying so hard to enter the university. And after the university exam, you were just free all of a sudden. And I was like, oh my goodness, so much spare time.
Wow.
What am I going to do? It's like I'm applying jobs for the first time in my life. And of course, I got accepted. Of course, you know what? Business owners loves me for, I don't know, any other reason, maybe energy. They think that I love and I just want that job so much because I give that vibe. I'm sure I made lots of business owner regret of this decision because I lasted how many days? Guess what? I'm free right after high school.
Probably like a good week and a half.
Week and a half. A good guess.
What was it?
3 days.
3 days?
Yeah, on the third day I said,
What kind of things were they getting you to do? Like, what kind of tasks?
It was like nothing, you know? Standing in the store, waiting people.
Oh, no.
And if they, you know, you have to fold the clothes.
Yeah.
And you are doing nothing. Maybe this was the reason. When there are lots of people, then you do work a lot, like physical work.
That is so interesting because, Lily, on the opposite of the restaurant side, I've never worked like retail. Like retail space is so like, that's such weird. A different area. Like, so I don't think I'd be able to do the clothing thing.
Yeah. It's a little boring, I would say. Bravo to whatever they do it because it's bravo to anybody who can work in a space, the same space every day.
Bravo to anyone who can work, honestly.
I agree.
Anyone who just gets up in the morning, bravo. We're proud of you.
That's true. Yeah. Spending your precious time there, right?
Yeah.
So for something precious. Because you just look after your family. You just look after yourself. I mean, yourself should be first priority.
When you were working at these stores, like, at any point, were you always kind of in your brain knowing you were going to start your own business or wanted to?
Always. I just didn't know what area.
Okay.
I tried a couple of, which we will talk later, like the small businesses that I created, and then like try the other stuff. Yeah.
We'll chat more.
We'll chat more.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. So third episode, we're going to have our
Nicolas
special guest.
Nicolas Moreno. Allez, 3, 2, 1. Nicolas Moreno.
Moreno.
1, 2, 3. Nicolas Moreno. Woo! Nico, we are waiting for you.
Let's try it one more time. All right, so next week on the... we can say that.
Okay.
Next week on the podcast.
Me, I'm going to say next week.
Yeah.
We are going to have...
Nicolas Moreno.
3, 2, 1. Nicolas Moreno. You say hello.
Yeah.
Nico, we love you so much. 75.
We're looking forward to having you and hearing your thoughts and hearing your
now
brain.
Now we're figuring out the...
picking your brain.
Intro.
Yeah. Guys, that was our second episode. We hope you enjoyed. I feel like we're getting more comfortable being on the mic and just...
I do. I was totally fine today.
And I learned to love learning new things, you know, so...
I love new experiences. I strongly encourage anybody who listens to this podcast, be brave, try new things. Everybody says, leave the comfort zone, right? But nobody understands what... where is comfort zone? What am I leaving? I'm saying just be brave, trying new things. You are going to see your, heartbeats. You are going to feel it.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Brie.
All right.
This is a great job, what you're doing. Right?
Yeah. We'll
you see. Are my creative.
Creative media. Media. We'll figure that out. It's either creative media or tech. Creative media tech
director, creative director. Media, creative tech.
I'm basically the IT team and the designer.
Can it be creative? What is it? MT? What did they say?
Creative tech.
No, MTT.
I like creative tech.
Creative tech.
Just director. Creative tech.
Creative tech.
Yeah.
So creative mean actually. I think incorporating other. Media.
True.
Incorporating. I think something creative like that. Media. Because there's creative writing, which I really want to get training. Training. It's like with my millions. I don't need millions though. I will get my educations.
We don't need it. But
My international status change, I am gonna come back, Fanshawe.
Actually, can I ask you one thing before we head out for the day?
Yeah, sure, please.
Do you have one goal? Until we record again, like in your business life, personal life, one goal.
Oh, just one, not one each.
Yeah,
as
one
a business
each.
Owner.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted more assignments on every area. Okay, one goal. It can be anything until we record. I'm assuming it is gonna be soon.
Yeah, probably.
I hope
next
oh,
week.
Oh, Monday can't be okay.
Monday.
I told Monday for Nico. I'm going to Toronto. I forgot.
Yeah, you let me know. I'll be here.
Yeah. Okay. Should I say it here? My goal?
Yeah. Manifesting. You say it out loud. I'm going to think of mine too.
Okay. My goal is the work I need to tackle on Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping my goal is to healthily, perfectly finishing that job.
Okay. What are you going to Toronto for?
I'm taking some documents to my Turkish consulate. So these are government related issues.
Okay.
I hope it'll be so, you know, easily.
Yes. Oh, and also I don't know if we'll be recording, but we're going on a boat. Are we going a boat and brunch?
Can we carry those mics or just my Mac?
Yeah, let's take your wireless one.
Can we still do that?
I'm pretty sure you can connect your wireless one to this.
We can't. I don't think we can take the laptops though.
Oh, yeah.
But from my phone, it'll work.
Even tablet. Anyways, we'll figure it out.
Oh, we
there's always
will.
Some way.
Maybe we can do, you know. Okay, if it's Sunday, then I should find another goal. I loved your glasses.
Oh,
let's wear it. 1, 2.
I got to take off my other ones. All right, guys. This has been the second episode. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We can. And that's it. We are
killing it. I love this. I can talk